Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Rocky and Lissa on 98.5 KRZ.
So here's my streaming question. Now that I have all the streaming services, I have the Netflix, the Hulu, the Amazon, the everything. Does anyone else feel like they can't start a new series until they finish binging the series that they're currently in? Or is that just my anal retentive nature? Like, a series can only be interrupted by watching a full movie, not starting another series. That's a rule that I have in my mind.
And yeah, because if you start a new series, that means you're done. You checked out of the other one. You just lost the interest. And that happens with a lot of series. Get a couple of show, you know, a couple episodes in, it's kind of, it's okay, maybe I'll watch one more, and then you see a preview for something else. Oh, let me check this out, and then you get sucked into that.
But here's my other thing, and this is where I'm going to go from cute to crazy. I feel like I'm neglecting one form of streaming if I haven't watched it in a while. Like, it hit me last night, like, Amazon Prime, I haven't watched you in a long time. I should probably watch you. Like, it has feelings or something.
The only one that has feelings is Netflix, because if you neglect them for too long, they'll just pull the plug, which I don't understand. They're still getting money from you. Why are they yanking it?
Yeah, don't judge me, because I have better things to do when I finally have better things to do.
Like, if your services remain idle for a period of time, they'll just pull the plug and say, wait a minute, aren't I paying you for this service, whether I use it or not? I'm still paying you every month.
That's weird.
Yeah.
That's like a hooker bailing if you're bad in bed. It's like, well, I'm still getting your money. Just don't be picky, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.